Everybody likes to get stuff for free, right?
Yes!
Well, then how would you like 2 months of Podcast One Premium for free just by giving us your email address?
Amazing!
You give us your email address, and we'll give you 2 free months of Podcast One Premium's exclusive content from Adam Carolla, Shaq, Brandy Glanville, Chris Jericho, Steve Austin, and a whole lot more. We won't even ask you for a credit card to make this happen, so your financial future is 100% safe. Well, actually, that's up to you, but at least we won't screw you up. Get 2 free months of Podcast One Premium. Go to PodcastOne.com and click the register button on the homepage.
This is Carolla Digital.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Aha! Guess who's back?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh!
Looks like Lance Patrick is back.
Yes!
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
He's here.
Thanks for getting over whatever you're mad at me about.
I was never mad at you,
whatever.
Buddy.
Whatever. You didn't talk to me.
You got mad at yourself.
You didn't talk to me for like 4 weeks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was in the hospital, too,
for
4 weeks.
You deserve to be in the hospital, to be honest.
Unreal.
On some real, on that real tip?
See, that's...
On that real tip, you deserve to be in the hospital.
No, you know what? That's where the devil is clearly winning in your life.
That's what I'm trying to say. You deserve to be in that hospital.
Unreal.
It's
good to be back.
Yeah. Lance Patrick's here, and Chris Loxamana is sitting at the helm.
Fresh cut.
Hi.
And we got Nick over there behind the boards, which means everything will get messed up. Yep.
Look at his hair. It looks like alfalfa.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't even see it. Nick wakes up and takes a shower and then just leaves. You know what dries Nick off? His clothes. He doesn't even put, yeah.
Nick, did you shower today?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll just jump back into bed wet, just roll around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just fall into
bed. Yo, nothing sops up a wet body better than sheets.
Damn right.
It's the only thing that gets wet in his bed.
All right.
Oh,
God.
Sorry.
How many of those zingers do you have?
He's checking
probably
that one
a few
off
more.
The list. Yeah, he's a little list going.
Lance, never mind.
What?
You might as well just say that's what she said at the end of everything you say.
Well, in my head, that's what I do say.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah, he mouths it sometimes.
Oh, that's what she said. You got something to say, Nick? Go ahead.
I got nothing for you, Joe.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Ayo!
Ew.
Is that even a reference anymore?
That's what she said?
No. Ayo!
Oh, I hope so, because I say it all the time.
Do you know where it's from? Do you know what it's from?
No.
You're kidding me.
I really know.
Wait.
Is it? You don't know where Ayo!
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 No, I don't know the history of Ayo.
You're kidding. You know where it's from, Nick.
I think just off your impression, is it Jackie Gleason?
I hate you. Because out of everyone, I thought you would get it. Come on, Lance.
That's
don't act
Blossom.
Like you
Blossom. That's some Joey on
no,
Blossom.
No, you know who it is. You're just trying to throw another zinger out there.
Yeah, because that's the zinger.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah. See, we're younger than you.
Ah, Ayo. Now you remember?
No.
But you know, it's my impersonation of Phil Hartman doing the impersonation from the Carson show, Tonight Show.
Oh.
But that's McMahon you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was Phil Hartman that did that impersonation. Ayo! Like...
Yeah, that's
right. It's just like my Richard Pryor isn't Richard Pryor. It's Eddie Murphy doing Richard Pryor.
Oh, sure.
That's where you threw us.
Or my Bill Cosby is actually Eddie Murphy doing Bill Cosby. Like, I would have never known how to do Bill Cosby until I saw Eddie Murphy do it. And I was like, oh, that's how you do it. And then I was like, oh, thanks, Eddie.
That's pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Cosby.
Yes. It's like he's really here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Cosby.
Wow. I close my eyes.
And now, Aaron's all. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
exactly.
I'm sorry to hear that you
don't
lost.
Don't bring up anything.
I was gonna
keep it to yourself.
I was going to say your eyesight.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I can't see the way I used to see. A, B, C, D. I can't do Bill Cosby doing the alphabet.
Do you still like pudding?
Pudding! Jello pudding! That's as good as it goes.
I think that's Bill Cosby. I don't think that's Eddie Murphy doing Bill Cosby.
Let me hear you do yours.
Oh, pudding.
Nick, do yours. Do yours. Go.
Oh, you got the zippy zap and the date rape and the zippy zap.
Oh, see.
You guys, come on. Clean show.
Clean show. Why'd you have to take it there?
Go, Lance.
I'd like some pudding, please.
That's pretty good.
That's British Bill Cosby.
That's
very polite.
Yeah. I could actually feel that. I felt that.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, he carries himself well.
We went to Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah.
I love Canada. I love Vancouver.
What part? Oh, you've been to Vancouver?
I went for a bachelor party there.
Yeah.
Last year.
Okay, so this is what they said to us, right? They were like, hey, do a lot of shopping because now the dollar's strong.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's like $1.35 to their dollar.
Mm.
No, wait. It's $1.35 to our dollar.
Yeah.
So they give us $1.35. Right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyways, we get a lot of money. So I go shopping, right? And whatever. I buy a pair of shoes. It was like, I thought I was like, oh, I'm going to get these shoes for like dirt cheap. Mm-hmm. Right? Like I know how much they are in the States. And they were like, okay, $175. I'm like, what? Like, are you kidding me?
What do they go for in the States?
Like $109?
Oh.
Yeah.
These are imported though.
Oh, yeah, from China, the same spot.
They got you, though. Did you buy them?
They're so nice, though.
Yeah, I bought them.
Yeah, you got to get them.
They got you.
I don't get it. It's like, just let us have our discount.
I know.
Everyone just woke up one day and went, hey, the dollar's strong, so let's change prices. And then they just get that little price-changing gun. That's BS, man. Because America doesn't do that. We don't care how strong anyone else's dollar is. You come to this country, you're making out like a bandit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We stick to our guns.
No, we do.
We don't let the market control our prices.
Never.
No way.
Yes, we do. How many times is there a conference?
No, we don't.
How many times is there a conference in town and the hotels skyrocket?
That's different. I'm talking about like stuff on a shelf.
We're talking hard goods.
Or when you go, hard goods. Stuff that has no monetary value.
Yeah, we don't go and look at, oh, the euro is skyrocketing. We got to raise the price.
Yeah, let's raise the rate on Calvin Klein underwear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Calvin Klein, I've been buying the same pair of Calvin Kleins at Macy's. It's the same price every time. I'm not even joking. It's like $20. It's never gone through the roof. I went to Vancouver, looked at the same pair, $45.
Well, at least now you can brag about it. Like, if someone likes your shoes, you can go, yeah, I paid double.
You're
like,
yeah, got these in Vancouver. Oh, those are those Vancouver Jordans.
Oh.
That's different.
Yeah,
A. They go, A.
Yeah, I thought, when I went to Vancouver, I thought, oh, I'm going into Canada. Everyone's just going to be saying A and be white as day.
No.
It was all Asians there, man.
Oh, like, so many Asians.
So many Asians there.
We landed in Vancouver, and I was like, are we in the Philippines? Or are we in India?
Yeah.
Because I want to meet a Canuck.
Yeah.
What's a Canuck? Let me ask you.
Canadian person.
It is a Canadian person, but where does it stem from?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good question. Nick has Google, but he'll just Google it and keep it to himself.
Is it a native Canadian?
Ooh.
Maybe. I don't know. I know they've
Is
that's
it a native
team,
Canadian?
Right?
Hey, what do they call natives there?
Indians.
Yeah,
oh, no, that's what we call them.
Yeah, but isn't that what we're not supposed to call them?
Indians?
Yeah.
Oh, what are we supposed to
say? Native Americans. But
isn't that offensive?
I don't know.
Everything's offensive.
That's what I want to know.
I think everything's offensive now, right, Nick?
But would they be native Canadians?
Some people even find Canuck offensive.
Really?
Yeah, but it is just, it originated as a term for Canadians. There's no, it's not a bird.
By Canadians?
I thought maybe it was a bird. I was guessing bird, but no.
Yeah, I thought a bird too. Mm-hmm.
Well,
like a Canadian duck, a Canuck.
Yeah, well, any word with a hard UCK is normally offensive.
All right.
Fire truck.
Yeah. That's what she said. Is everything offensive to you?
Well, to me, no.
I can care less.
Very hard to offend me.
The only way you're going to offend me is if you're wearing a white robe or, you know, or you're saying
after
it with
Labor
like,
Day.
Yeah. Yeah, like Labor Day, like on Labor Day weekend.
How dare you?
Are we allowed to talk about what we did in Vancouver?
Yeah, go for it.
What'd
you do?
Well, I wasn't with you at some point. I ended up at a strip club.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I went to a strip club in Vancouver as well.
Maybe the same one.
The bachelor party.
When? During the day?
No, it was at night.
What a creep.
No. A friend of mine works there.
Oh.
Oh.
Well,
so,
there you go.
So I went there. But get this. I saw a woman dressed full on Darth Vader dancing.
No. With the mask.
With the mask. Everything. Dancing. Stripped down and then started juggling fire.
No.
That's definitely not the one I went to.
It was
I'm
unreal.
About that.
Nick, play some stripper music real quick. I want to impersonate this.
You know
real
what?
Let me see your reaction when the stripper comes out. All right.
Okay.
We're gonna reenact the strip club that you went to in Vancouver, BC.
Yeah.
And full on Darth Vader outfit stripper comes out and starts juggling. Right.
Yeah.
And this
juggling
is you
fire.
Juggling fire. And this is you right at the end of the runway.
Okay.
Go for it. What? 10 minutes.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
10 minutes.
That's when you know you got a good producer.
Next up in 10 minutes,
give me 10 minutes. I'll have it up and running. Come on. Give me some stripper music.
Gentlemen, get your lightsabers ready. Coming to the main stage.
Ooh.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Grandma, what are you doing at the strip club with me? Take it off!
Is that the clothes
are
coming
you gonna off? Trip me or what? Give me some loonies or tooties.
Wow, that's really good.
That's it.
That is exactly what it was like.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I felt like I was there. Lance looked to, you know, be pretty happy with that as well.
I liked it.
He saw it happen.
Yeah, it was almost exactly how it went down.
Yeah?
Except there was no fire.
None at all?
Not with you.
You know they don't like the loonies and the toonies?
Yeah, because you're throwing coins at them.
Yeah, so that I was really bummed out about that because when I went to the bachelor party, my move is I'll just cash in $100, get them all singles, and I hand the bachelor like a stack of singles, and he sits at the stage and just does whatever he wants and has a good time.
But this was a fistful of coins.
No, they are like, we don't give coins here. They hate that.
Ugh.
So they had to give me fives. That's the smallest denomination were fives.
Yeah.
So I gave the guy
the strippers hate coins?
Yeah,
they don't
coins.
Like the coins.
Yeah, where would you put it?
They only want the bills. So the smallest bill they have is five. So I gave it to my friend, a stack of fives. And usually I just say, hey, man, go nuts. But now I'm watching like, whoa, not yet. Save it. So only like one five at a time. Like, oh, no. Hold on to that one. We got to.
What is a five? Five is $3 and how much is that in our money?
I think when I went, it was really
it's
equal.
Like $3,
it was,
right?
It was like five bucks, I think.
Oh, five was
when
$5?
Yeah. So I'm like, stop.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
it was
hey,
closer.
Man. Oh, don't get too crazy with that.
Yeah, slow down. Hey, just throw this one.
Make sure they see it, too.
I would crumple it up and stick a coin in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want your
Give
coin?
Some weight.
Go ahead, Nick.
That's what they call stripper darts in Wisconsin. You put a quarter in a dollar, and then you lick it, and you try to stick it on the stripper.
Come on.
I've never done it.
Yeah, right.
Nick's done it many of times. Many times. Haven't you?
I can't say I've had the pleasure, but I've seen it in action.
Wait, yeah. What do you
I'm
do
not
to
that bold.
It now? Sorry.
You take the quarter and you put it in a dollar bill and you wrap it up so it's like got a tail on it and then you lick it and then you throw it and you try to stick it on the more fleshy parts.
The more fleshy parts? The fleshy part?
The fleshy.
Oh, fleshy. I could have sworn you said fleshy part.
Yeah, those might be the same thing.
Yeah. When you said fleshy part, I'm like, did you mean ass?
There's no way that you get that to stick on a stripper.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
So you have done it.
I said I've seen it.
Whatever.
He's seen it.
He's done it.
He's done it.
Darth Vader, though, juggling.
These are backwoods. Cool, bring your own cooler.
Yeah.
Strip clubs, so.
Oh, like you can bring your BYOB? That's so creepy. That's creepy. No business environment should, like you bring your own. Yeah, bring it on in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a six pack?
Yeah.
You guys want cups? Hey, you bring your beer, we'll bring the boobs. The more that beer, the more boobs. Let's go.
How about Wisconsin sounds like the South?
Oh, yeah. How does Wisconsin people sound like? Okay. Aside from you, Nick.
We just got a little drawl. I'm from Wisconsin.
I'm from Wisconsin.
I might go fishing for some walleye.
I'm going to go fishing for some walleye.
Go up north.
Yeah, I'm going to really go up north.
It's like Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go up north. Get some walleye. Yeah? Hey, yeah. Nick.
We got our ice fishing.
Hey, Nick.
Hut. Yeah.
Hey, let's make some stripper darts, yeah? Let's go throw it at some flushy parts. Yeah? Hey, you got any beer?
I know that Lance Patrick. He's a real good shot.
Oh, he's
darts.
A real good shout, yeah? Really, he's legend, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in the mood for some walleye. Yeah, you in the mood for some walleye?
We're going to have a fish fry this Friday night. We're going to butter them up real good.
Ah, let's butter. Hey, let's butter it up real good and fry it, yeah?
Oh, yeah. My aunt, she said we're going to cook up the walleye. We're going to have all the relatives over.
Oh, that's so good, yeah?
We're going to pre-roll our stripper darts,
wow.
And then we'll go to the strip club after.
Hey, last time your aunt rolled up like 17 stripper darts for me, yeah?
Oh, yeah. She.
What a kind lady.
Lots of ammo for the strip club there.
Oh, what a hoot. What a hoot your aunt is, right? No? Hey, Nick, did you just get out of the shower and roll around in your bed?
Every day.
Every day, right? Me too. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey,
was that pretty good? Was that a pretty good accent?
I thought I was in Wisconsin.
No,
thank you.
I've never heard anyone in Wisconsin talk like that.
Oh, yeah? Uh-oh.
That's closer
Someone
to...
Someone hasn't been to Wisconsin in a while, no?
Who's he to say that
Who's
we're not
he to
from
say?
Wisconsin?
Can I get some more cheese, please?
Yeah, here, I brought my own beer.
Oh, wow. I'll trade you some cheese for some beer, yeah?
It'll cost you two cheese and a walleye.
Oh, I'll give it to you, yeah?
Go back.
You know what I am? I'm a crossbreed between someone from from Minnesota.
Yes.
And a parrot.
I've heard the Wisconsin accent described that way many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how people...
No. Yeah. I just made that up.
Yeah.
You're joking right now. Oh.
I thought that was clear.
Dude, I totally fell for that.
Joe,
you sold
Mike
that one
ready
good.
To drop it.
I was... Yes. I was like,
it
whoa,
was
did I nail that one?
That's funny.
Not a good porn. That is not a good porn. A Wisconsin porn? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there, no? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's my spot, no? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Good night. Just go to bed.
Good night.
Good night. I'm tired, no? Yeah. What a hoot.
So
All right.
Polite.
See you later.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood for some curds. Do you guys eat curd?
That sounds
good.
We
do eat cheese curds.
And gravy on top of fries? Poutine?
Oh yeah. Is that what poutine is?
Well, poutine, yeah. Poutine from Canada, yeah. Mm. That's what they call it, poutine.
Yeah.
And they put french fries, gravy, and cheese curds.
That sounds like something I'd be into.
Yeah, well, of course. but do they make cheese curds in Wisconsin?
Oh yeah.
They make all cheese in Wisconsin.
That's how you know.
The cheese curds in Wisconsin are the best.
You know a cheese curd is fresh if it squeaks when you bite into it. That's how you know.
Also the stuff that they pack boxes with when they send something fragile.
packing cheese curds. Packing curds.
I used to eat squeaky cheese curds too every time my dad ordered something online.
Those are the peanuts.
Was that good? Was that squeaky
Joey.
Voice?
Yeah.
You know I'm the man of many sound effects.
I know.
You're good.
I am.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Give me
Darth
any...
Darth Vader is enough.
All right, give me another one.
What about the poppy things that are packing as well?
I mean, wow. that's just
wow.
one
wow.
of many I can do.
Yeah.
Anything else? Nick, you pick a sound and I'll do the sound effect. Go. Got it. All right, Chris. Chris, your turn.
Ambulance coming down the street.
Okay.
What are we, the UK?
Yeah, well, he wasn't specific.
I wasn't. I actually meant the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't specific,
yeah, my
man.
Head, that was perfect.
That's right when Princess Di crashed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was going to save her life right there.
Mm. What about the U.S. ambulance?
What part? What city?
Ooh. He has to know the accent.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That was good. Sounded just like the cat was at the door.
Well, it's a cat, but then you put two fingers over your lips and then kind of like slowly open the door like.
Yeah, I wish people could see how you're doing this too. It's very visual.
There's so much technique.
All right, what about one in the South?
I don't have that one. Do they even have ambulance in the South or no?
It's just who's ever nearest. What about a babbling brook?
Did you say who's ever
nearest? Just nearest. You come over and.
Hey, Uncle Scooter, get you. What's that about? What's that, a compound femur fracture? Let me get some Epsom salt and a bandana. Wrap it up with a stick. You'll be all right. You like that?
Yeah, it's the South.
I mean, bro, I got it all down packed. This is easy, Chris.
I know.
Did you like that?
I loved it. We got to get you to do just a whole scene.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You want to test my skills? Go for it, bro. Wow.
I love that you are always up for the challenge.
I don't care, man.
I'm walleye fishing on a lake, and I get pulled in to the water by a big fish. So I want to hear you soundscape that.
Okay.
And then an ambulance comes.
But I want to give him a scene. That was
mine that's
was
a
bad.
Tough one. That's a man. Is there another scene?
Does anyone?
Is there another scene I can?
That was pretty good.
That's my fishing reel.
Yeah, we know.
Oh no! It's a walleye. See. It's got a hold of me. It's pulling me under the water. It's pulling me around. Somebody help me, you know? I'm getting my walleye. I come out of my cards. I'm out of cheese cards. Oh, no. I died and I'm back again, no? Oh, wow. This is a strong walleye. This walleye. Oh my god, I'm kind of enjoying this, no? Dying has never been so much more fun, yeah? What a hoop!
Somebody call an ambulance!
No, forget it! Me and the walleye are friends now! Yeah, we're good! Alright, don't worry about me, I'll be here for a while, no? No. End scene.
Oh,
you did the impossible. That was bravo.
Wow.
Did you like my drowning water?
I think what I like most is how the story ends, that they were friends.
Did you like when the line was in the water?
Yeah. Everything
great.
From the cast to me making friends with the walleye.
I mean,
start to finish.
Bro, and then you died and you enjoyed it.
Roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That's just
That's just something. Yeah.
Bro, hey, bro, it's so, you know, hey. There's another one. That's another impersonation.
Yeah.
That's a happy Armenian guy. All day. What else? Good. Give me one more and I'm done. And then we'll move on to like a topic. I can't keep doing this. You know what I mean? I need to charge people for this. Go ahead. Go, Chris. Think of something.
All right. This is tough now. I'm trying to think.
All right. Got it.
All right.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that. Whatever it is you're thinking. Go ahead.
I'm at dinner.
Uh-huh.
Just ordered my soup.
Soup.
Yeah, it's a soup course. It's a French restaurant.
Ooh. Yes. Hold on. French Okay, go ahead.
And
it's a French soup or restaurant?
Well, it's a French soup at a French restaurant.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So then it's just soup.
Yeah. And then the guy next to me.
No, why don't you explain that next time? All right?
Yeah.
Because that's just soup. All right? You're not at a French restaurant and then order clam chowder.
Yeah,
they don't have it.
They don't.
Okay, but they have French
exist.
Soup.
Yeah.
Just like if you get a
it's
salad.
It's just called onion
if
soup.
If you get a salad, then they just give you dressing. Get it?
That's true.
You don't say French dressing.
No.
Yeah. All right, go for it. So now we know. So we ordered soup at a French restaurant.
I ordered soup.
Onion soup.
And the guy next to me starts choking on his fries.
Okay. Fries. Or Fritz, even.
Fritz. And I have to save him.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, here we go. Oh, God. Okay. Here we go. Excuse me. Can I order the your soup? We only have the onion soup here, monsieur. Oh, that's great. I'll take that, man. One moment, I'll bring you the soup. Your soup, sir. Oh, thank you. This is delicious, man. You should try this.
Yeah, I'd like to try. Let me try some.
Here, try this. I won't even blow on it. That's how good it is.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, dude, you should have chewed the onion. What is happening to the person eating the soup? I guess he's going to die. And scene.
And wow. Scene.
And that's just off the top.
I didn't know Lance was eating with me.
But did you see how I had three characters?
I'm worried people are going to think we did this in post.
People are going to think that this was scripted.
We did not.
And
script
there's
this.
Actors in here, mm-hmm. and there's not. And that's what sucks about the pod is we can't show anybody that.
No.
People got to know that this is all freestyle. This is all off the top of the dizome.
The waiter kind of sounded like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, he did. Well, you're not going to believe this, but that character was inspired by Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, wow.
Pepe.
Pepe Le Pew.
Le Pew.
What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, man. I mean, I love the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
The Simpsons, really big.
Can you believe it's 27 years?
No.
27 years. 1990. No, earlier than that. I think it started on Tracy Ullman's show.
It did start. Yeah, it was like
a short. So like 88. Oh. 88. So, I mean, technically 29 years, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
87.
87. Is that the longest running sitcom in the history of sitcoms?
I think it's on network TV.
Wow.
Wow.
Scripted.
That's
Yeah. It'll never end, man.
It's not going to end. Far. I mean, Bart's starting to look a little old.
Yeah.
Just a tad.
He can't play that age for that much longer. I mean, he's starting to get a little old.
Yeah.
I used to have the shirt that said "Eat my shorts, man."
Dude.
What
a
that?
Great what I mean that time that era was the best time because that's when the change of the family started.
Mm-hmm.
Like the regular television kept doing these fake families, even when they were trying to do like down home real families, they weren't really down home real families. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, like no, even no when family they did, was that clean and
nah.
perfect.
Like even when they did that one show, My Two Dads. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be the hip version of, like, you know, two dads raising a daughter.
Crazy.
And even then, it was like, no, this is kind of cheesy. Like, if it, back then, it was kind of like edge cutting. Like, whoa, this is crazy. That's not a typical family setting. And then you're like, oh, this is cool. And then, I mean, but then it was like, now you look back on it, it's like cheesy. But The Simpsons has always been, it's that and Married with Children.
Yeah.
Those two changed the family sitcom for life.
What like, it was like, is because they made the parents flawed. Like usually in all those shows, all the parents were like the perfect. Oh, I should go to talk to mom and dad.
Yeah.
And then they'd tell me the kids would be the ones getting in trouble.
Yes.
But then they started making the parents having the problems.
Yes.
And there's something wrong with them.
Exactly. The role reversal.
That's true. I mean, that's
but
just
with,
how life
But with
is.
The Simpsons, though, it was like it's the best form of dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
Even though it's cartoony, like that's your typical dad, even though it's you know what I mean? It's over exaggerated, but it's like, that's the dad, yeah. and this is the knucklehead son, and here's a smart daughter that's a little, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think me growing up, I identified more with the Simpsons than I did with the Cosbys. When you watch the Cosbys, you're like, this is all fake.
Yeah.
But I love it, and I can't stop watching it. Right?
Important.
Or even like, Family, the one with Michael
J. Fox. Matter. Oh.
Family Michael, Ties. Family Ties, yeah.
Like, I love that show, but like, I didn't relate to any of that. I was like, this ain't my family.
Yeah, the Simpsons.
Simpsons was my family. Dude, that's why I'm not even joking. I was like, this is right on the nail right here.
It's timeless. You can watch an old episode now, and you're like, oh, that's still...
Perfect.
Yeah, that still happens.
Yeah, man. What old situation comedies do you still like to watch?
Oh, man. Old ones.
Old.
You know what I haven't seen in years?
Can I tell you which one I like? What's that I can still watch?
Yeah.
I can still watch Tool Time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Home Improvement. That's what it's called. Home Improvement. I can still watch it. Tim Allen was so good, man.
He killed it on that
show. Yeah, he killed it, man.
You know what show or character that I liked from back then?
Which one?
Was it Perfect Strangers with Balky?
Oh, Balky Batakamus. Oh, my God. Do you know Perfect Strangers? Carlson Lowry. Don't be ridiculous.
He was awesome.
Balky Batakamus. And he'd do his dance. Dude, Balky Batakamus was the best.
That was a good impression.
But you know, Carlson Lowry, don't be ridiculous. Dude, you know where he got famous from, right? You don't?
No.
Oh my God. You ready for me to drop some cool knowledge?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Really?
He was in that movie when he ordered the espresso with the lime twist. You should try it. It's really good.
No way.
Remember when Eddie Murphy goes into Beverly Hills and goes into that store to meet with his friend and she worked at an art gallery?
No, I don't remember that scene.
Oh, that was the best scene. He stole that scene. He like stole the movie from Eddie Murphy because
with that line?
Bro, he stole the movie so good that they brought him back in part two.
Oh, man.
No, they brought him back in part three. He was in part three. But I'm telling you, from that scene, he got that sitcom. Remember? He goes, have you ever tried espresso? And Eddie's like, no, I never tried. No, I never tried an espresso. That's what Eddie Murphy.
That was good.
You go, oh, you used to try it sometimes. Put espresso, and then I think a lemon. I put a little lemon twist. It's good. You used to try it.
Wow.
Bro.
Some pizzazz.
I remember I watched that. I kept rewinding that scene. By the way, Beverly Hills Cop was like epic for me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, I could not stop watching Beverly Hills Cop. I would watch it, rewind it, go get some cereal, and come back and act like I just played it again. That was my favorite Eddie Murphy movie.
You just watch it over and over.
I could. Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. 2, I remember going to the theater going, oh my God, this is amazing. They just topped 1. And then 3 came out. I was like, what just happened? Why did Eddie do this?
That's usually every 3.
I was so mad when 3 came out. I was like, they just ruined a perfect trilogy. They could have closed that thing good. No.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen 3, to be honest.
You guys don't like Beverly Hills Cop?
I know I've seen 1 or 2, but I can't say that I remember them that well.
It didn't stand out on you?
I think I was just too young.
Oh, my God.
Beverly Hills Cop, even just hearing the theme.
Oh, man.
Well, how old were you when you watched it?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
I remember that.
He was such a street smart cop.
Eddie Murphy.
He was so classic, just street smart. He knew what was going on.
Did he have a partner?
Yeah.
Who was the partner?
Tubbs. I think that's what his name was. Tubbs.
I don't remember that well.
What were the partner's names? God, I can't believe you guys don't know this Eddie Murphy movie. God,
we gotta have a movie night, man.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Favorite Eddie Murphy movie, you know, go. Favorite Eddie Murphy movie, go.
Shoot.
Nutty Professor.
I'm going to say Nutty Professor, yeah.
He should have gotten Larry Miller. He should have gotten an Oscar for that.
Yeah. Just all the roles that he played at the dinner table was
unbelievable.
And that was just, you've never seen anything like it. They were passing each other plates and stuff, and it was going around the table.
Eddie Murphy is hands down the greatest actor of our time. I'm not even going to. Bro, who can beat him?
Nobody could do that.
Nobody. And to be a comedian at that, and not only amazing on stage, to make it translate through script. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That dude is amazing. You mean he's. They're feeding him lines and he's still selling it like it's his? Owning it?
Yeah.
Bro. Dude, that guy is amazing. And to play nine characters as if all nine of him is right there in the room. Like he's not talking to a tennis ball. Like literally they're hanging tennis balls on like fishing wire and he's playing to a... Oh, come on. Yeah. That's genius.
That's a different
and
level.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't understand why the Oscars don't give comedies Oscars for best actor.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we get it. It's a little cheesy. But let's, I mean, the whole award is for acting. And why has it got to be a drama that wins acting? Yo, that whoever won that year, that Nutty Professor came out, can't even touch his nuts on that scene.
Yeah.
I hear it's harder.
You give that scene to any other actor, and I'll let you pick the best one. Ain't gonna crush it like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
no way. He played his grandma. He played his grandfather. He played his aunt. His mom. He played him.
Yeah.
He played. Oh my God! You remember how cool he was when he was when he went to
Buddy Love.
Buddy Love.
Yeah.
And you were just like, this is the coolest dude ever.
Buddy Love, I want that. Got a lot of love.
You remember when he was in the audience and killed Dave Chappelle on stage?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember rewinding that scene, and I was like, I know this is just a scene, and I know this is, like, scripted, and I know that Dave Chappelle isn't that, like, but even in that scene, Eddie was like, I'm Eddie Murphy. Like, I'm going to take this whole scene.
Oh, he killed it.
Crushed it.
That's one of my favorite movies.
That, you know, I didn't even think of that, man. You're right. Now I'm going to go home and buy that movie on whatever it's called, Amazon Prime. I'm going to go buy it and own it. That is a great movie. I totally forgot because I was going to say Coming to America.
Oh, sure.
You know, I have to say that's a good movie too. That's one of the first movies I think I ever saw Eddie in.
And all the characters he did.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand is how Arsenio Hall didn't become a mega acting star.
Yeah.
Because he nailed that movie. He didn't seem like some best friend of the famous person in that movie. Like, he earned that role, man. Like, he was good in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, really, really good. And then he did other characters. Oh, Louis Anderson was great.
Yeah, he was in that movie, too.
Yeah, and then they moved me to Fry's. And that's where the big bucks came in.
He just won an Emmy.
Yeah, man, for Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me today? Zach Galifianakis' show.
Yeah, he killed it.
Yeah, we got to get him on the court.
Wait, I don't want to get past this Eddie Murphy thing.
Yeah,
I want to keep talking about it because I want to talk about Coming to America.
I just like that he did, you know, when they did roles back then, too.
Yeah.
They pulled in a lot of who they were friends with and who they knew. And
yeah, because that's why I want to get back to this whole Eddie Murphy thing, because not only was he good, he let the best of the best come up with him.
Like,
he was no challenge by anybody.
Anyone
that's in Hollywood that's funny, you know what I mean? Especially a black comedian, like to be specific, but I mean, I'm pretty sure anybody that he let into his little crew, because it wasn't a big club that he let in, you know what I mean? It was a handful of people. And whoever he let in they were monsters.
Yeah.
They were monsters. And they still didn't outshine him. To this day, they don't still outshine him. He let Chris Rock in his, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gave Chris Rock a small role. You know what I mean? Robin Harris. Who else? I mean, Robert Townsend directed Raw. Keenan Ivory Wayans wrote the opening scene on Raw. It's like no one knows that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man. Like, bro. Like, who else? Martin Lawrence was in Boomerang. David Alan Greer was in Boomerang.
Yeah.
Like he gave. Yo, that's crazy. Like, and I'm just naming some.
Yeah.
That's not all. That's not all the people. Like you said, Louis Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, Charlie, is in all his movies before Charlie even blew up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Charlie.
He's Dave hilarious. Chappelle?
Yep.
God, we can go on for days, man. I would love to see the list of actors that he gave a break to. And I bet you it's everyone in Black Hollywood.
Could be.
It's got to be.
And you haven't seen that since then,
since
really.
Then. When was the last time you seen a dude like literally be so secure with himself that he ain't even threatened by your talent? Not even a smidget.
In fact, he welcomes it.
Bro, he challenges it. He'll step in the ring with no gloves and go, bring your best and your cut man. Right?
Yeah.
Bro, to see Damon Wayans, imagine if you had your blockbuster movie handed to you, right? Because of your talent. And then with your talent, you go, hey, there's this kid named Damon Wayans. Let's give him a scene. Like,
nobody does that anymore.
No one does that.
Yeah. Right.
They're like, I ain't putting any of you fools on this movie. Get me some nobodies. I want to shine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Eddie gets enough credit.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't, man.
Because I think he did a few movies, you know, I don't know if it was for money or what.
I think he did it for the kids. Like, I don't know for sure, yeah. But it's like
a younger audience.
If you see where he stopped,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And then you see where he went during that stoppage of all the dirty, you know, his R-rated movies.
And then
all of a sudden it went to like the kid movies,
Dr.
like
Norbit, Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle, and then the other one, Daddy Daycare, and then Pluto Nash. Sure. Like those were all kid friendly. But you remember he's got like, I don't know, 9 kids.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to be like them playing, like not being able to play any of his movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus he's at that level already. Huh?
That's what Ice Cube's doing too.
Yeah. Right? He had kids. He was like, yo, I'm going to do a movie that's about kids.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And now that they're adults, I think he makes Straight out of Compton.
Yeah. I think it's
puts
like,
his kid in it.
Yeah, it's almost more badass that you can shift to that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just think he's more legendary than what people are putting it out there.
They did a tribute to Eddie Murphy, right? And they had all the comics go up and roast him or whatever, or tell a story about him. And it was like all of them. It was Chris Rock went up and told a story. Ooh. And Damon. You haven't seen this?
No.
You should go to YouTube and watch it. It's really good. And Eddie just sat on the stage. And, yo, the dude is so cool. When they finally brought him out to talk at the end, he had nothing prepared. And what he said was just like the way he delivered and the way he looked and the way he stood. It crushed everybody that went up on stage. It wasn't even that funny, but it was just him delivering that line. It's, I don't know, man.
Oh, he commands.
He does. He commands the room and respect.
Yeah.
And
it, yo, it doesn't even seem like he's doing it either, but like just the way
you know what he said? He said, this is what he said. I'm not saying it word for word, but this is what he said. He goes, I feel like when you're at a restaurant and then all of a sudden the wait staff comes out and sings happy birthday to you and you don't know how to act. And right, and the way he delivered, I was like, oh my God, that is the funniest shit
yeah,
I ever heard.
Because
it's so true. Nothing more embarrassing than a surprise happy birthday song at a restaurant
by
a bunch of wait staff that hates your birthday.
That. Yeah, yeah.
They want to hurt it.
Once they're finished with the song, they just beeline out of there. No one goes, hey, congratulations. They just turn around and leave. No one really cares. It's humiliating for the wait staff and you. And then it's a cake that doesn't even have your birthday number on there. It's just one candle that they found in the kitchen.
Yeah. If that.
And it's probably a candle that's supposed to be lit when the electricity goes out. It's not even like a birthday candle.
Yeah, just.
And when Eddie said that, I was like, oh my God, I totally feel how he feels right now, because they just roasted him for 2 hours, you know what I mean, honoring him and all that. And he's just like, yo, this is awkward. Like, what do I do now? Say thank you? Like, you know what I mean? He had nothing prepared. And just the way he said it was so funny.
So is it?
Because it was so natural. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it came from his heart, and he's that funny that he delivered something that quick and that funny. You know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at, right? It wasn't a delivered line. Like, he didn't go backstage and go, and it's kind of like when you're at a restaurant, blah, blah, blah.
No, it was real. That's what made it funny.
Yeah. He was in the moment and he just said it. And that was the first thing that came to his head.
Yeah.
And that's how genius he is. And I swear to God, if he comes back out of retirement to do this, do this tour, I'm probably going to go to about five cities.
Wait,
I'm probably going to go to five cities.
That's groupie. Rumored right now?
That's the rumor, but it's been the rumor for almost 6 years
now.
Yeah,
see, now I've heard that he was kind of toying around, going to the Comedy Store. And
yeah, but that now they say it's on. Bro, whenever he's on the panel of like some late night talk show, crushes. It doesn't matter what story he tells, it crushes. I saw him on, I think it was, oh man, I'm going to say The Tonight Show. It was either Leno or Letterman. And he talked about James Brown giving him financial advice. And you can tell it's a real story.
Yeah.
Because, you know, James Brown went to prison for tax evasion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is what he said. He said, I'm going to mess this joke up. And it's probably not word for word, so just YouTube it and watch it. But this is what I remember him saying. He said, James Brown said, put it in a coffee can and put it in the woods. Just put your money in a coffee can and put it in the woods. And the way he did it was just like, oh my God, that's funny.
That
like, and I can see him on stage.
Yeah.
Like, if he were to come back and do a tour, why wouldn't that be one of the stories he tells? And crushes as he becomes James Brown. Dude, and then he was on Jimmy Fallon. Did you see that just recently?
No.
And it was all over. It went viral, I think. But he did Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Nick.
That's the best Tracy guy.
It is the best. He did Tracy Morgan better than Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
And I'm not even lying. I'm not exaggerating. The guy is just, he is phenomenally talented, man. He oozes talent. I think he's an alien.
Yeah.
I don't think he's from this world,
Something
bro.
Something different.
There's no way he can be that good. Not that good. There's no way.
And stay that young.
And stay, yo. He's like 50, almost 55, right?
He's still super sharp. He's still got it. Like, bro. There's no way he doesn't have jokes just stacked in his head to get out.
Listen, and I guarantee when I say this, no one's going to argue with me right now. Kevin Hart, 2 years ago. Remember how big Kevin Hart? He was on everything. Yeah. He's got 9 movies out. He's got a stand-up special on the big screen that's selling.
Everywhere.
Yeah. He's got a concert that's selling 20,000 tickets. Kevin Hart will tell you, ain't no way I'm following Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. If Eddie were to be like, hey, I'm coming out of retirement. Can I go up before you? Because I just want to work some stuff out. Kevin, at that moment, would be like, no, sir. No.
How dare you?
No. And not all, just out of respect. And I know every comic could be like, no, man. Like, I don't care who goes up in front of me. No. Not just out of respect. Just out of pure talent alone.
Yeah.
Eddie will crush you. I'm not even joking, bro. Just imagine if he just did a singing bit. Imagine Eddie Murphy going up before you doing a James Brown bit and good.
Good. I bet you he could do a
John Legend bit and crush. I know it. I know it, man. That's how talented that guy is. He's so good, man. And it sucks because in our time, money like got him out of retirement. I put him in retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he really wanted to go into retirement. I think he blew up so fast and it happened so fast.
Yeah,
and
where
the movie
do you go?
Roles were coming so quick and there was no way he could go to the club and perform because he's bigger than God at that point.
Well, that's the thing.
87 was his last time on stage. And 87 was Raw.
Been that long?
Yeah, and then Coming to America and all these great movies were coming out. It's like, how do you go on stage? You can't.
But that's the thing, though, is if you're going to go out on top.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah.
He went out on top.
So how do you follow that?
How do you follow that? And now's a good time. Now's a great time. Dude, Eddie Murphy, hands down, the greatest stand-up comedian ever to touch a microphone. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of people that will say Richard Pryor, and it's like, oh, if there wasn't a Richard Pryor, there wouldn't be an Eddie Murphy. And it's like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's true. The things that Richard Pryor did was ahead of its time, but yo, it's like he passed that baton to Eddie and he ran. He ran far with it.
I think that's safe to say, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, Richard Pryor, yeah, amazing, like, legendary. But come on, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy to not say Eddie Murphy is not the greatest. I'm sorry. And it's just, oh, but he only has
two stand-up specials and one comedy CD. It's like,
but
nah,
listen,
bro.
He did that first one at 18, though, didn't he?
18. No, I think he was 19.
Jeez.
He got He got Saturday Night Live at 18. He was doing stand-up at like 14.
What other comedian have you seen do a special like that at 18?
Well, Chappelle wasn't 18. He was 17 when he did Def Jam, and he crushed that. But I mean, don't get me wrong, Chappelle is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I got to work with Chappelle, and just my mouth was open the whole time, just dropped to the floor. Just amazing delivery and just amazing stories. But at that age, no one was more polished than Eddie Murphy. 18? I thought I was watching... Yo, it was like you were watching a 20-year vet. You know, have you watched Delirious?
I've never seen it.
Bro.
I got it.
The way he walks back and forth across the stage, there's no way you can say... I think he's 20. I don't know how old he is, but I know he's extremely young. Nick, find out how old he is.
How do you have that confidence at 20? Yeah,
and how do you have that delivery? And how do you walk like that?
Yeah,
and sell each joke like that? And how is the joke so good?
Yeah.
And how are they so... relatable, and how are they so? What else am I trying to say?
So young.
How does he have a point of view at that age?
Yeah.
Like how? Like I didn't start talking about my mom until I was like 15 years in, because I was still scared.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this ain't gonna be funny. They're not gonna get it. And he, I'm telling you,
he's fearless.
How old was he, Nick? Let's go to break real quick, and Nick will tell us how old Eddie Murphy was when he did Delirious. The Koi Palm with Chris Laxamana.
Oh,
and my boy Lance Patrick is back. We'll be right back, Nick. At DraftKings.com, you don't need to come in first place to cash in. No, you don't. You know why? The player who finished 800th in week one's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs, you guys. Are you kidding me? $1 million. They're giving away $1 million this week alone. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. You don't have to play the entire season. You don't have to do that. If you want to just do one game at a time or just one game this season, go to DraftKings.com. 1 week fantasy means no season long commitments. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now and choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code KOY, K-O-Y, and play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code KOY, K-O-Y, K-O-Y, to play for free. For your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend, right now, go to DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Check this out. My nephew is looking for a car, and guess what I told him to do? Go to True Car. Stop going to all these dealerships and trying to figure out who to talk to and what to look at and go in blind, not knowing what they have on the lot. Go to TrueCar.com. It's that easy. Buy a new car, buy a used car. It doesn't matter. It's going to be certified and guaranteed through the True Car Certified Dealer Network. See what others pay for the car that you want. Get a fair price and then connect with a local certified dealer and enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. True Car users save an average of $3,279. Are you kidding me? $3,279 off of MSRP. I mean, you could use that money to buy another car. Buy a new or used car. Just visit TrueCar.com. TrueCar.com. Or download the True Car app. Some features are not available in all states. We're back. Nick.
22.
He was 22.
Jeez.
Which means he had to work that thing out. It probably took him about 2 years to work that out because he was still on Saturday Night Live. And he was still shooting movies because he did Trading Places.
Jesus.
With Dan Aykroyd. So he's about 2021.
Oh, my God.
2021 for him to write that full hour. Because if you listen to his first CD, I forget what it's called. It's the one with the flower in his ear. He's doing some jokes that were on Delirious. So that's how long it took him to write Delirious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was right around 20, bro. Like, and killing it.
Based on the age, I go back to that comment where you said he's an alien.
I swear to God.
I back that. Now, because at 20, 21, like.
Like, bro, two of my favorite jokes on the CD when he talks about getting hit by a car. And have you ever seen that one?
No, do it.
I don't know it, but when he gets hit by a car and the shoes come off, and he's like, "And bone's sticking out. Man, your bone's sticking out. It's bleeding. Oh, man, it was painful. Your shoes just flew right off." And he's doing all this and describing it. And then he does another guy that comes over and re-describes it. He's a crackhead or something like that. And then he's like, "Can you feel your feet? Can you feel your feet? You can't? Well, then you don't need these shoes." And then he takes the shoes.
Yeah.
And, yo, I remember rewinding that when I was a kid like a million times. And then the guy that described him getting hit by a car was my favorite, dude. He was just eating ice cream. Just eating ice cream. And then he got hit by a car. And then he flew over the air. It was like the Statue of Liberty. It was like, it was so funny, man.
That was just called Eddie Murphy, that CD.
It was called Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, 82.
So good, man. 82.
Damn.
Yo, so he's 21.
So he was 21.
Yeah, because Delirious was 83.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And that's that.
So wait, when was Raw?
Raw came in on 87. Raw came in on 87. Right? I went to Raw. I went to it live.
Yeah, jeez. 87.
Mm-hmm.
You were there?
I was there.
How old were you?
I was 15.
Oh, so he's only a couple years older than you.
At that time, yeah. Yo, at that time, yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever see Raw, because I went to it, that's why when everyone talks about, you know, the mega tour? No, that tour was so mega, man.
Was that in Long Beach?
No, I went to the one in Seattle at the Coliseum where the Sonics play. In fact, that was the only time I seen the Coliseum packed. Like, you know what I mean? The Sonics were not hot. Sonics, I mean, 87, we had some good players, but I mean, I'd never seen it packed like that before. You know what I mean? When you talk about a comedy tour, I don't know why no one mentions the Raw tour. Like, that was such – I mean, that was like Michael Jackson was on tour. It was every arena across the nation. It was everywhere. There wasn't a city he didn't go to. And he sold out every – bro, if you watch Raw, you're going to see a red screen. Have you ever seen Raw?
I have.
You have? And yeah. You remember there's a red screen?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got his hands up like this, and it's a silhouette of him.
You know, the peace sign?
Yeah, and he's just saying, and then it opens, and then the crowd goes nuts, and he walks out. Those red screens, were, dude, it was so dope, man. Because I was like 14 rows from the stage, dead center. My great uncle, he was like my grandpa, but it was my grandmother's brother. My great uncle, Uncle Charlie, he fought in World War II. He worked at the Bon Marché. And no one knows what the Bon Marché is, but it's kind of like a Nordstrom back in the day. And they had the only Ticketmaster in Tacoma. So you could either call on the phone and get busy and get hung up on like 1,000 times, or you had somebody that worked at Ticketmaster. And my Uncle Charlie was a security guard at the Bon Marché, and I begged him. I was like, "Uncle Charlie, please, I need these tickets. I need these tickets, man." He's like, "I'll get it for you, I promise." And he had some lady that worked it, and the minute they went on sale, it was like 9 in the morning. I remember my Uncle Charlie calling me, and he was like, "I got your tickets."
Uncle Charlie pulls through.
Uncle Charlie pulled through, bro.
But did you take Uncle Charlie?
I did not.
Grab suit.
Took my friend William to that kind
of. Oh,
yo.
What a lucky.
Bro, I'm telling you. I even bought the sweatshirt. But I remember I remember who opened for him too. Paul Mooney opened for him.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Paul Mooney. And I was just like, imagine at that time. This is before Def Jam, before anything. Like the only black comics I knew was Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy. And of course, Bill Cosby. That's it. And then Whoopi Goldberg. That's all you really knew is black comics. You know what I mean? Black comedy didn't start coming out until like, you know what I mean? Like Def Jam showed you the big, you know, the other comics that no one's ever seen. But anyways, I remember just watching Paul Mooney, my mouth dropped. Like, yo, what is this? This guy's a genius. He had this big pink fedora, the kind Michael Jackson wore when he was a kid. Remember when he had that hat? Hey, you. Remember that? That pink hat? I treat you bad. Oh, my dear. But since. Remember that? You had the pink hat?
Yeah.
Paul Mooney had that hat on. And I remember dying laughing. Like, that's Michael Jackson's hat. Why are you wearing that hat? The pink hat with the white thing around it. And he killed it. He was up there for like at least 45 minutes. And then I remember watching the Arsenio Hall show, right? And there was this guy doing the Jackson 5. He had the puppets.
Oh, sure.
He had four puppets. He had two puppets on this side and two puppets on that side, and he was doing the Jackson 5.
With the bar?
Yeah, and then he would move their lips when it was Jermaine Jackson's turn to sing, and then they did the whole thing, and Eddie Murphy was the guest that night. He was the guest on their Arsenio Hall show, and that guy performed, right? And then Eddie goes, I'm on tour, right? I'm about to go on my tour, and I want to take him. I want him to open for me.
Wow.
And that dude walked out. And I remember looking at my friend William. I go, that's the dude for the Arsenio Hall show. Wow. And he did it, bro. He crushed. I think he did like three songs. They were doing all the dances and stuff. I want you back. He was doing all that with these dumb. Oh, it was so dope. And then Paul Mooney went up, crushed. And then the stage went black, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's like, just imagine 20,000 people. Sweet. You know what I mean? And we're just like, it's the greatest, you know, this is the greatest.
Eddie, bro, you
should have seen it. No, it was so dope. Completely black, right? And then those screens were on stage, right? And then all of a sudden, all of his videos started with Saturday Night Live, started with all this stuff. And then they started whatever movies were out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm just making them up, right? Like Trading Places. They take a line from that. Then they do like Butt Wheat, and then all these characters that he did, and then Gumby, and then Trading Places, and then 48 Hours, and then you know what I mean? And it just kept speeding up. Pow! Red, and he's behind it, standing.
Nice,
bro. Whoa. I lost my shit. I lost my shit.
That's an
just
intro.
Imagine that. Just red, and then he's just standing like this with his hand up.
Dude, you describing it, I'm like, I'm feeling.
Bro, if you could just imagine that time, and imagine being like, especially me, as big of an Eddie Murphy fan that I was, and at that time, there was only three mics at that time. It's like Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, and then Eddie Murphy. Oh, what am I talking about? Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Eddie Murphy. Like, those are the four famous dudes at that time. Am I right?
Yeah, am I right? I think that's safe to say, yeah.
That's it. And I'm seeing one of those dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was like a stupid thing for me to describe.
No, not at all.
But those were the four biggest things in the 80s.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like Mike Tyson, Eddie Murphy, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. That's it. And I'm about to see Eddie Murphy. Like, it was that. It was like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, man. And then when he popped up like that, and I remember he stood there for a while, and he was just, like, you know what I mean? Just swag before swag was swag.
Oh, yeah.
Just stood there and just waited. And I mean, 20,000, I don't even know how many, but it was like 20,000, man. Just stood and just, then finally it slowly opened, and there he was in his black leather outfit. He had a big old diamond ring on his ring. Oh, my God. Oh, like this dude's he had like an ascot on. Like, you gotta be the man to wear an ascot with no shirt underneath the leather jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Black leather high heel boots. I remember going, I want that whole outfit. I want that now. And he walked, bro, and he crushed it. I mean, he did like, I think he did 2 hours, I think.
Jeez.
Because I remember we got dropped off at like 8, and my mom was like waiting there until like 11:30, 12.
How cool is it that you got dropped off there as a teenager, and you got to experience that?
Amazing. And
that's
I don't know where that ticket is. I saved that ticket up until I was about 26, and I lost it. I can't remember where I put that ticket. I'm so mad.
You don't even need the ticket, man. It's all, look, you just did the whole thing in your head.
Yeah, like, I know, right?
You got this podcast now. It's all on record.
It was, man.
He's one of your favorite comedians, favorite actors.
Yeah.
Favorite singers.
Entertainer.
Oh, dude, he was so amazing.
Most people don't know that song, Party All the Time.
Yeah. My girl wants to party all the time. You know who wrote that?
Who? Prince.
Nope.
Sinead O'Connor.
Come on, man.
No, I don't know.
You really don't know?
I don't.
Who wants to guess?
Oh, wait.
You got to know who it is.
Who wrote that Eddie Murphy song?
Party All the Time. Parties all the time.
I just saw the music video for this weirdly, like at a bar.
Dang. Stevie Wonder.
Close.
Ooh, that is a good guess.
You know why you're close? Black. Oh, and his hair. Stevie Wonder's hair matches this guy's hair.
Bob Marley?
No. Really?
They both had dreads. What?
No. One was dreads, one was braids.
He had braids, beaded braids. Oh. I'll give you guys 1 second. One.
Give us a hint.
His last name is James.
Rick James?
Yep.
No way.
Rick James wrote that song.
Rick James wrote that song. Wow.
Do you guys remember this song? What's up? What's up? What's up with you? What's up? What's up with you? Remember that?
No.
Nick, type in what's up with you. Eddie Murphy.
Really?
You don't remember this song?
I don't.
This is my favorite Eddie Murphy song.
Did you hear the new one that he did with Snoop?
He actually has a good reggae song.
I like that. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Red Light or something like
that? Yeah, Red Light.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
I like that one.
Eddie's no joke, man. And he plays all his instruments. I think he plays guitar and piano. Like, he's
an alien.
I'm not joking, man. Yo, when he tells his old stories, he's like, yeah, man, you know, when I was a kid, I used to be in a band. I'm like, bro, you were on Saturday Night Live at 18. When was this band? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, how much did you find it? It's like 1988. Hold on. Wait for it. Someone famous on this song. Who do you think it is? Someone famous on this song. Go.
Really?
What's up with you? What's up with you?
That's Michael?
Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Hold on. It's about to get better. Michael, sing it. You hear that?
This is actually a good song.
It's not bad, right? Here goes Michael. See you, Mike. Woo! Sing it.
What's up with you? What's up with you? What's up with you? What's up with you? What's up? What's up with you?
No, keep going. Michael Jackson. Turn it. Woo! Sing it, Michael. Always in the sea. We need some kids singing it. Maybe the children sing. Let the children sing.
What's up with you?
I mean, come on.
Wow.
Dang. Michael brought it, too.
Yeah, he did.
Michael always brought it, bro.
Belt in it.
Wasn't Eddie and Michael's...
Yes!
Remember the...
That's the thing about Eddie Murphy and Michael Jackson. Yeah. They were so similar in that regard and respect time. Because Michael didn't care who you were, be on my video. I'm Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Remember the Time had everybody on it. Iman, Magic Johnson, Eddie Murphy, who else? Everybody.
Macaulay
Culkin. The guy from Cheers. Get off that guitar. Remember, what was his name? Norm?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the dad. He was the dad when Macaulay was playing. Yeah.
Yo, Eddie Murphy is a genius, and I love that guy. Inspired me to do comedy.
Dude.
Love him.
If he has a show and you go to five cities, I will go with you to one of them.
Promise?
Yeah. I'm definitely going. Five.
I'm going to go to five. I want to go to New York.
Ooh, yeah.
I want to go to New York, and of course, probably two in L.A. I got to go to Seattle, my reunion, if he goes to Seattle. And I don't know, either like Miami, just somewhere fun cities. Chicago.
If he was going to pick a young... working comic now to open, who do you think it would be?
Man, I don't think he's gonna. I think he's gonna bring his brother.
Ah.
I think he's really going to bring his brother and just bring the Murphys on stage. And I think he might put his Uncle Charlie up there, too.
Huh.
I think he might put his Uncle Charlie up, because I know he loves his Uncle Charlie.
You both have Uncle Charlies?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Chris, I never even thought of that.
Your Uncle Charlie got you into the show.
Yes. And his Uncle Charlie is the one that went to the palm reader, because, you know, Eddie Murphy's dad and Uncle Charlie went to a palm reader, and the palm reader said, someone in your family is about to become really, really famous.
What?
So Uncle Charlie and his dad went and bought suits and brand new shoes. And I think they took, I'm making this up.
Dance.
I think it's, no, I'm serious. They took like tap dance lessons and all that stuff.
That's hilarious.
No, this is true. I heard this from Eddie. I remember Eddie Murphy saying this. And come to find out, Eddie was the famous one that the palm reader was talking about.
That's hilarious.
But Uncle Charlie is like in all his movies, like to this day. Like Uncle Charlie's in all his movies, or he's involved somehow.
So he's two Charlies.
Who?
Well, his brother.
His brother Charlie. Yeah.
I think Charlie Murphy was named after Uncle Charlie Murphy.
Oh, is he Charlie? Oh, like Junior? Charlie, is that his dad?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
no,
they're brothers.
No, it would be an uncle.
Wait.
His cousin.
No, Charlie Murphy. Yeah, and I think.
I think his
Uncle Charlie. I'm pretty sure it is, right?
Yeah, I mean that would make sense, but he just wouldn't be a junior.
Yeah,
just,
I messed up. In my head, I was thinking Charlie.
No,
was
I hope
cousin.
I'm saying the right story, but I know for a fact that his uncle
That's
is
so
a big
funny.
Part of his life, like a big, huge part of his life.
Dude, brings up the Murphys.
Isn't that great?
I would go to every city with you if you.
Yeah, I would love that. I want to see Eddie Murphy. Please, Eddie.
How do we make this happen?
Eddie, please go on tour.
It's Uncle Ray.
Uncle, that's what it was. It was Uncle Ray.
Mm.
Uncle Ray Murphy. That's it. Yep.
Do you have an Uncle Ray?
I don't. Yes, I do. I have an Uncle Ray. Well, okay. It's my mom's best friend's husband. But still.
Still counts.
Yeah,
still counts.
We still call
Filipino.
Him Uncle.
He's
in the Philippines, it's still an uncle. My Uncle Ray.
All right.
Uncle Ray Portugal.
Then you and Eddie have a lot in common.
Oh, my God. Dude, that was fun.
Oh,
I just talked
it.
About Eddie Murphy.
Dude.
I'm sorry that's all I talked about. But
no,
I mean,
I loved it.
I love anybody who wants to nerd out about anything.
Yeah.
And just you obviously have a passion for his work, man. And
yeah.
It obviously had a huge influence on you.
Oh, dude.
Like, look what it did to you as a kid.
Bro.
Just you telling that story of you going to the show.
So check this out. The poster, raw poster, I stole that. I don't know where I found it, but I stole it. And it was literally on the side of my bed. Everywhere I moved until like, I don't know, 20, like once again, like 26. And then it got all wrinkled and ripped up and I finally threw it away. But here's the cheesy part. You ready?
Yeah.
I signed that poster.
Nice.
I did. I remember signing that with an ink pen. I didn't have a Sharpie because I didn't even know that's what you needed at the time. A Sharpie. And I remember signing the bottom corner with my signature. And I was like, Joseph Herbert, by the way. I didn't have Joe Coy yet.
Yeah.
And I remember signing it. I was like, I'm do stand up just like Eddie
Murphy. That's gonna be worth something.
Wow. Bro, I'm not even joking. When I moved to Vegas, I had a bed that was on the side of the thing, and I had my poster from high school, the raw poster, and I taped it alongside the wall. And I swear to God, I would like wake up. It was like my rubbing stone from the Apollo.
Yeah,
rub that shit. Yep,
go out and get it.
Still didn't go up on stage. I was scared, but then I finally did it. And I remember when I bombed. I remember laying next to that poster, and I remember an interview that Eddie Murphy said. That he bombed. I forgot what he said, but he said like I bombed like 8-9 times before I finally got a clap or something like that.
Nice.
But when he finally heard the clap, he knew that he was onto something like that.
In his defense, he was 8 when he.
Yeah. 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 No lie.
That's so great, though.
I think that's true. I remember him. He said that he would catch the train from Nassau, right? Nassau.
Yeah.
And he'd catch the train at night and go into the city. With a fedora hat, suit, and a briefcase. And I think it was full of candy. I'm probably making some of this up, but I know that's the story. And they would leave him outside, and then they would finally bring him in. And I think he had to talk to like the waste staff and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And he was like 14, 15 or something like that at that time.
You know what I enjoy is that I've known you for a while, and we travel a lot, and we always talk comedy.
Yeah.
But I've never heard you get so passionate and in-depth about an influence.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that Eddie Murphy was that for you.
Oh, yeah. He was my Jesus.
But that
he was my comedy Jesus, man.
And that's one of my favorite stories that you've told.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got so many more about Eddie. I really do, man. I already knew. I just, yo, that dude, like, inspired me so hard to be a comedian, man. Like, he was the reason. Like, I literally was like, I would do his impersonations at school. Like I said, Eddie Cosby and his Richard Pryor and, you know, all his stuff that he did on Saturday Night Live, I would just mimic it and just be him at school and at work. Like, I'd always do something, like some type of Eddie Murphy reference or something like that. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, I'm going to be a comic. I'm gonna be a comic because of this dude. The best time is when I met him at the Coffee Bean. I remember Chris D'Elia kept telling me that he goes to the same Coffee Bean because me and Chris used to hang out at the Coffee Bean, right?
Right there on Sunset.
No.
Where?
I don't want to give it away.
God, like, I want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. But you know what I mean? Because he literally does go every day.
Yeah.
He literally goes every day. He pulls up in his Rolls and he goes to this Coffee Bean. So if you want to find out where Eddie is, find it out on your own. But I found out him by, you know, just pure luck.
Yeah.
Because Chris and I used to always hang out at this Coffee Bean. And we always heard, like, it was always the rumor, like, yo, Eddie just came in, got coffee. He gets the same thing. Yeah. He just gets a cup of coffee. That's it. No sugar, no nothing. Just a hot cup of coffee and leaves. And then finally, Chris, this is like, God, 8 years ago or something like that. Or nine. No, it's longer. It's like, yeah, it was like 8 years ago. And Chris was like, I met Eddie yesterday.
No.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're kidding me, man. I go, dude, every time he comes, I'm either, you know, after, you know, it's after I left or before I came. It's like, yo, why can I never meet him? You know what I mean? He's like, oh, yeah. He goes, you know, normally I don't like going up to celebrities, you know. And then he goes, but, you know, that's Eddie Murphy. I had to go up to him. I shook his hand. And I was like, oh, that's so dope. And I swear to God, Lance, you're going to think I'm making this up. And when I put Chris on this show, he'll vouch for me. Right when he said that story, Eddie Murphy walks in.
No.
I swear. I swear the doors open and like I could hear angels going, oh. And this is what Chris D'Elia does. He looks at me and he goes, now's your chance. Now's your chance, bro. This is back when Chris D'Elia was opening for me.
Yeah.
This is when I was taking Chris D'Elia on the road.
Like, yeah, like, he
was
Chris, like, introduce
like,
me,
no
your
one
best
knew
friends.
Who Chris D'Elia was. Nobody. Yeah. Like, and he was going, and
Eddie knew who he was.
Yeah, yeah. And then he goes, now's your chance. And I go, bro, I can't. He goes, bro. He goes, if you let him leave and not shake his hand. This is the worst Chris D'Elia impersonation. He goes, you're going to hate yourself.
But it's true, man. I back that.
He goes, you're going to hate yourself, bro. Just go up. And I went up. I went up and I did the most horrific thing I could possibly do in my career. I walked up to Eddie and I go, Mr. Murphy. And he turned around and he just looked at me. He goes, hey, man. Like, just so cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man. He had his glasses on and everything. And I go, dude, I go, I just want you to know you're the reason why I do stand up. And when I was 15, I went to Raw and I watched you perform live. And I just want you to know that that's the reason why I do stand up. And then I felt so stupid for saying that.
Why?
And then he goes, oh, really? Oh, when I said I went to Raw live, he went like this. He goes, oh, yeah. He went like that. I go, yeah. And I shook his hand. I come to find out he's a germaphobe. But he shook my hand. And then he
got germs on him.
And
nice.
I go, just thank you for everything. He goes, oh, nice, man. What's your name again? I said, Joe Coy. And he goes, nice to meet you. And then I sat back down and I looked at Chris and I go, I should have done that.
No, man. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
That sounds great.
And guess who told me he was a germaphobe? Because this is before Kevin Hart blew up. So I was friends with Kevin at that time. You know what I mean? Like, we were doing Montreal together, and we were doing, like, colleges together, me and Kevin. And Kevin and I were, we were in Montreal together, and we're eating at this restaurant. And I looked at him, and I was like, yo, man, I did the stupidest thing when I met Eddie Murphy. And he was like, what'd you do? And I told him, and he goes, ow, man. He goes, he's a germaphobe. You know that, right? Like, you probably didn't want to shake your hand. Did he look at you for a long time? So funny, man.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, though, man. Yeah. I don't think that was horrific to do.
Nah. You got to put, is that homage? Homage?
Yeah.
I had to. He is my Jesus, man. I don't care. So what?
You're just saying thank you.
I said thank you. No, yo, I'm pretty sure LeBron James said that to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got, you know, I'm not saying I'm LeBron James, but I'm just saying, it's like, you know, I do stand up, and that's the reason why I do stand up.
Yeah.
That's it. So, and I would have done that with a couple, I don't know, maybe two more other comics I might have went up and said thank you like that.
That's awesome, man.
I'm going to guess.
Go.
Steve Martin.
Nope.
Robin Williams.
I got a Robin Williams story, but I want to save it for the next episode.
We'll talk about him.
Yeah, he is one of them.
Okay.
He is one of them. Well, Bill Cosby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. I was so addicted to that special. The one, it's called Himself, where he's wearing the light tan suit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Legend.
So tune in next time.
And when I met Bill, and I'm sorry, I know this is not a really good topic. I mean, Bill in 85, 1984 Bill.
Yeah.
That was a special moment in stand-up, man.
You know,
The art of storytelling. That's where I get my storytelling from. And Eddie Murphy's master at storytelling. But him, oh my God.
No, you know what?
Chocolate cake? Come on.
But I got to see a few people perform. Uh-huh. Some of my favorites, Robin Williams.
Yes.
And Bill Cosby's one of my favorites. Mm. I watched him at the TI in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And then you invited me to open up your show.
Yes.
And I got to perform on the same stage as Bill Cosby.
Oh, that was huge for me. We got to meet him, didn't we, or no? Or you went with someone else?
Yeah, I didn't get to meet him. Yes. I'm just saying that I got to, because of you, I got to perform on the same stage.
Yes.
He was phenomenal.
That makes everybody in this room performing on that stage, because I played there and my drummer didn't have a rug. So the guy had to go in the basement and pull out a rug.
Oh, yeah, that's Bill Cosby's rug.
It was Bill Cosby's rug. He's like, this is Bill Cosby's rug that you're playing drums on and we're standing on and playing music on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's magic, man. I felt it.
We all have a magical connection to
There we go. Well, let's go back to Eddie Murphy, though. Let's not end on the magical connection with Bill Cosby. Let's let Bill just handle that magical connection. Oh, let's just stick with Eddie Murphy. Dude, that was a fun pod. I had some fun with you guys.
I loved it, man.
I enjoyed hearing that about Eddie.
Yeah.
I love those kind of stories, too. Just like just getting in that mindset and just hearing how you came about. Because, I mean, look, where would you be if that didn't happen?
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't have that poster next to you, if you didn't experience that show or anything. Mm-hmm. Uncle Charlie couldn't get you those tickets.
Right?
Can you imagine?
I know.
Will you promise?
It's all part of the path.
Yeah. Will you promise to tell
those stories? Hey, you want one more story?
Yeah.
Just a quick note from my Uncle Charlie. Guess what other tickets he got me?
Same place?
No, hold on. No,
it was at the Tacoma Dome, but it was three shows in a row. Oh. And I got perfect seats. Side of the stage, like fifth row on the thing.
Gravedigger versus Bigfoot.
Come on.
Goldberg.
Oh, wait. What year?
Bro, 87, 88. Mm. Same time.
Same time.
Music act?
Yeah.
Prince.
Mm. Nope.
MJ?
Yep.
What?
Michael Jackson.
You saw Michael Jackson live
too?
Nope.
It was the only concert he canceled. And I cried.
No.
I cried. Because you know what he canceled? Because I remember it was a big deal when they landed the planes at SeaTac Airport. And I remember my mom goes, Michael Jackson's here. He's everyone. You remember that tour? Remember that? That was a 2-year tour. That was the Man in the Mirror tour. Wow. You remember that? You don't remember that tour?
Dude, I was two.
Okay. But anyways, he landed. I can't believe you were two. And he landed and all that stuff. And all of a sudden there was a rumor that he didn't get off the plane.
Whoa.
And I was like, what do you mean he didn't get off the plane? And then all of a sudden the next day, like breaking news, Michael Jackson has the flu.
Oh.
Or the stomach flu. And it was the only city he canceled. And then he said he promises to come back. And then he never came back. And I cried, bro.
That's heartbreaking, man.
I cried, bro.
Are you kidding?
6 months I waited for
the
that.
Stomach
we bought
flu.
Those tickets six
the
months in advance.
The stomach flu.
But is it mean of me to say it's okay that you didn't get to see him because you got to see Eddie?
No.
And I'm jealous.
No.
Well, I'm jealous that you got to see one of them.
No.
And
I
wanted
to see
more jealous.
I wanted to see good meek change for once in my life.
What's up?
Hey, play Man in the Mirror, you guys. Man in the Mirror.
Oh,
Nick, let's play Man in the Mirror, and we're out of here. The Koi Pond, you guys. Lance, Patrick, I love you. Thank you for coming back to the Koi Pond. Chris Laxamana, I'm sorry you didn't pull out your guitar and play something for us.
I don't need to, man. That was musical enough, man.
Yeah.
It was all music to me.
Thank you. Nick Davis, thank you for taking so long to find Man in the Mirror and countless...
Oh, I seem to have messed myself.
Yo, you guys.
I love this song.
The best song ever written.
Yeah.
Hands down. And I'm not saying Michael Jackson's song. I'm saying ever written. You can listen to the song anywhere, anytime, and you will turn it up.
Once in my life. It's going gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, got enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them meet? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They followed each other on the way, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Stay true to yourself. Dreams come true. I love you. Good night.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change.
This is Corolla Digital.